Houston, America here. I'm up by docking latch number 4 now.
Okay, Ron.
The handle itself is free swinging out to a point about 1 inch beyond the back side of the J hook.
Roger.
And I'll go ahead and try to cock it now.
Gordy, ED bats are 37.2 and 37.2, and the bus voltages are 26.2, and I'll bring on the high caps.
Okay, Jack, sounds good.
And Houston, as we all suspected, it has one cock on, or it had one cock. Now it's fully cocked. And the handle itself is free swinging. The plunger has depressed, almost 3/4 of an inch from the top. And it is no longer parallel with the surface.
Roger, Ron.
Okay, when you look back in the side of it there, that little J hook with the snowman in it. The snowman's head points, as you look directly at the side of it, the snowman's head is at 8 o'clock. And the connecting link from the one that connects, the one that goes into the plunger to the little fat J bar there, is parallel with that slot, so that the point of the J sticks out. So it is indeed fully cocked.
Okay, Ron, sounds good, and that's where we'd like to leave it.
Okay, will do.
Step 5, 2-3. Houston, step 5 complete. Glycol pressure is 2-1. It's down about a PSI from yesterday.
Okay, Jack, copy.
And Houston, is magazine II a good one to use for some opportunity interior photos?
Let me check, Ron. That's firm. Aye, sounds good.
Hope so. It looks like that's the only one I have.
Do you recall when you did the heat flow on HH, if you used all of HH up on that experiment? Don't get it out to look, but I just wanted to remember.
It, No, it ran out. It didn't. I got the complete cool down part of the experiment on HH, and then switched to high, and I got about 2 minutes of high before the film ran out again. That's a high power on the.
Okay, Ron. Thank you.
After the main part of the experiment was complete.
Roger. And Jack, we're copying LEM data now.
Okay, Gordy. Beautiful. I was just going to say, step 6 is complete.